When the U.S. entered the war, the country suddenly needed large numbers of women as much as it needed soldiers. Whereas men were needed to fight in the trenches, women were needed as nurses, as translators, stenographers, cooks, and switchboard operators. Supplying the army with uniforms called for thousands of seamstresses. Women enrolled in the Army, Navy, and even the Marines. Nurses volunteered in the Red Cross and YMCA. Sources report that nearly 20,000 Red Cross nurses served with the Army and Navy nurse corps, half of them overseas. Female Salvation Army volunteers worked as nurses and at frontline canteens serving hot meals, donuts, and coffee to soldiers. Ordinary girls in towns all over America suddenly had a chance at a different life and the prospect of traveling to Europe to be an important part of the war effort. Among the thousands of women volunteering in France were many daughters of privilege, the daughters of the wealthy society class. Girls in elite women's institutions like Smith College often volunteered together. Newspapers like Stars and Stripes played up the society girls with bold headlines. Heiress scrubs tubs to aid U.S. A February 1918 headline read, "Society girl wields brush and soap as her war weapons." The newspaper stories about rich girl volunteers were propaganda for sure, but also true. They weren't allowed to fight like their brothers in the Lafayette Escadrille, but the war gave them a chance for a bigger life. An army head nurse wrote, "Some of the most conscientious and hardest workers in my unit are girls who had done nothing all their lives but fritter away their time in society. The war woke them up. They were girls of good education, but they had never thought much about the stern realities of life until America got into the war and they suddenly saw a chance to do something useful."